This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, 3018 Pershall, LLC, Appellant v. Outfront Media, LLC, et al. Chiars Respondents, decided May 20, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. 3018 Pershall, LLC, num. Eddie Woodman 3029, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County Verse. Cause number 21SL CC01525, Outfront Media, LLC, et al., Honorable Virginia Lay, Respondents. Filed May 20th, 2025. Introduction Appellant, 3018. Pershall, LLC, bought a commercial property containing a billboard from its affiliate company, which had purchased that property at a tax sale. Appellant sued Respondents LMRK Propco, Landmark, which owns an easement allowing it to access and lease space on the property for the billboard, and Outfront Media LLC, Outfront, the lessee of space on the property for the billboard, for declaratory judgment and to quiet title. After a bench trial, the trial court entered judgment against appellant, finding that respondents held interests in the property that survived the tax sale. On appeal, appellant alleges the trial court erred in entering judgment for respondents, because Landmark's alleged easement violates public policy and Landmark does not have a valid easement that survived the tax sale. Appellant also argues it gave proper notice to all parties, and two, owns the property outright because respondents failed to raise a necessary affirmative defense to the contrary. Finally, appellant avers the trial court's refusal to declare that appellant owns the property outright amounts to a failure by the trial court to issue a single final judgment. Appellant provides no Missouri authority for its claim that the easement is void for public policy reasons, and Landmark holds a valid easement under Missouri law. The trial court did not err in adjudicating the notice issue, as respondents were not required to raise an affirmative defense and otherwise rebutted appellant's prima facie evidence of notice. Appellant's final point that the trial court failed to issue a single final judgment is unpreserved, and we decline to review it. We affirm the trial court's judgment. Factual and procedural background. Facts: appellant owns 3018 Pershall, a small plot of land measuring roughly 105 feet by 120 feet located near Interstate 270 in St. Louis County. In the 1990s, National Advertising Company leased part of the property from the owner and constructed a billboard. This billboard occupies approximately a 30-foot by 50-foot section of the property. According to the lease, the sign was considered the property of National Advertising Company. In 1997, respondent Outfront's predecessor acquired National Advertising Company's lease and the billboard structure. In 1999, Outfront's predecessor entered a new lease with the owner of the property. Pursuant to the new lease, the lessee was required to pay as part of its rent any taxes paid or payable by lessee in connection with the sign structures, other than income taxes. In 2010, Joseph Afshari, the then owner of the property, entered an easement and assignment of lease agreement with LD Acquisition Company, LLC. This easement was transferred twice, most recently in 2017 to respondent Landmark. The assignment of the lease made Landmark the lessor of the space on the property containing the billboard operated and owned by Outfront. The purported easement is made up of two parts, an exclusive easement and a non-exclusive easement. The exclusive easement was granted for the purpose of leasing space on the property to outdoor advertising tenants. The non-exclusive easement is an access easement into, under, and across the property, adequate to allow ingress and egress to the exclusive easement. The easement and assignment of lease documents were filed with the St. Louis County Recorder of Deeds. Though Outfront paid its portion of the real estate taxes to Joseph Afshari from 2011 through 2018, it is undisputed that Afshari did not pay any real estate taxes on the property during that period. February Properties, an affiliate company of Appellant 3018 Pershall, LLC, purchased the property in a tax sale in August 2019. February Properties then applied for and received a collector's deed from St. Louis County on November 30, 2020. February Properties then sold the property to Appellant. Procedural background: after appellant purchased the property, it filed a lawsuit against respondent Outfront on April 2, 2021. After the trial court ordered necessary parties join to the lawsuit, appellant filed its amended petition also naming respondent Landmark and other third-party defendants. The trial court ultimately entered default judgment in favor of appellant and against the third-party defendants. Respondents Outfront and Landmark filed a motion for summary judgment on the third count of appellant's amended petition, which the trial court granted. The remaining